In the Middle East, it often seems like nothing escapes controversy, not even a lonely vulture. A rare griffin vulture was captured recently in a rural part of Saudi Arabia. The bird had a tracking device attached to it. The tracking device had the words "Property of Tel Aviv University" written on it in English. Well, the captors turned the bird over to security officials, allegedly because they suspected the vulture was part of an Israeli spy plot. Israel is dismissing that claim as absurd, and researchers say they're actually worried the bird might be harmed by the Saudis. Tim Marshall is foreign affairs editor for Sky News in London. He has written about this story. Now, before we talk about anything else, is there any indication at all, Tim, that the claims that the vulture was spying on behalf of Israel could be real?
Well, apparently the vulture's singing like a bird, but no, I really don't think so.
I mean, I didn't expect that kind of thing to come so soon in the interview.
there's a funny side and there's a serious side, because who can resist a headline? Saudi police arrest Mossad vulture. But the point is that this has genuinely is reported in the Saudi press, and other stories such as that are reported in the Arab media. And there are population, a certain amount of them, that actually do believe this sort of stuff. And it is a product of conspiracy theory, which is rampant in the Middle East, and it's a conspiracy theory of pretty much, you know, blaming Israel for just about everything that happens, because it's easy.
Well, you've blogged about this in what you call the long, amusing, and yet sad history of media reports that implicate animals as part of Israeli plots. Give us a few of them.
Well, I've written about it a couple of times myself. I did a story 2 years ago that two pigeons were arrested in Iran. This was outside a nuclear facility. And there was 14 squirrels once caught, which were blamed being Mossad squirrels by the Iranian media, without any sense of irony, as far as I could tell, because they had allegedly had listening devices on them. So you've got squirrels, pigeons, and now you've got a vulture. They're all working for Mossad. But, you know, the idea that the Mossad would leave on Property of Tel Aviv University and another tag that said R-65, would they really let Agent R-65 be flying around with that sort of identification?
Well,
I don't think so.
You don't think so. Well, a lot of people in Saudi Arabia do believe it. Do you think the government does in Saudi Arabia?
There are educated people in these societies that do believe the most outlandish conspiracy theory. Well, look, you've got people in your own country who are educated, who believe all sorts of things about 9/11, for example. So it's not entirely unusual that people in Saudi would believe something like this. But I think there is a difference, and that is that, you know, do you really believe that squirrels could wear cameras and be trained? That's the difference between some of the conspiracy theories around the world and also how widespread they are. Going back to 9/11, actually, I mean, this is the serious point of it. I think there is probably a majority of people in the Middle East that believe, to this day, they believe 9/11 was a Zionist conspiracy. That's how deep-rooted it goes, and I'm afraid that's how widespread it is.
All right. Tim Marshall, foreign affairs editor for Sky News in the UK. Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you.